You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Type of effort to get over to that side of the world, you can't miss those two places.
Yeah, you have the Gold Coast, which encompasses Brisbane, Queensland, you know, New South Wales, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, and you can also do the Sunshine Coast, which is goes up and down where everybody really wants to see. I mean, and you can go from there to all the different, they call us snowbirds.
Call us snowbirds, okay.
Yeah, we're the snowbirds.
Yeah, we throw that on Canada all the time.
Exactly, right. The Canadians, they go down to Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Florida. Mm-hmm. There's huge communities that fly the Canadian flag.
Well, I see them in Myrtle Beach in the winter, and it's funny. They're walking around in shorts and T-shirts when the weather's... Occasionally, Myrtle Beach gets down into the 20s, and they're walking around in shirts and T-shirts.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you know exactly who the Canadians are. It's very funny.
Yeah. Exactly. Their blood is so thick, right?
Yep.
But, you know, you can do a natural, classical wilderness and wildlife. You don't have to go crazy, you know, if you don't want to, if you're into that. If you want to classic down under, you can go Auckland, Rarotonga, Queenstown, Christchurch, Sydney, Melbourne, Alice Springs, Ayers Rock, and Cairns. And you do the whole circle between New Zealand and Australia. Remember we were talking about that?
Yep.
But that's like 2 weeks, 19 days, 14 days, you know, if you don't have a lot of time.
Right.
And then they do have...
You had Tasmania there too, right?
Yeah. You have to kind of go off of it. But like, say, they have a South Pacific and South America. You can fly into Santiago, Chile, hop to Tahiti, and go to New Zealand for 2 weeks. But you're really on two continents.
Wow, I never thought of doing that.
Yeah, Jeez. That's an option because it's not that far away to fly.
Yeah, no, that's not bad. You do need the stopover, though. There aren't many that go direct, right?
No, you're touring in Chile, you're staying in Chile, you're going to Valparaiso, you're doing a wine tour, you're there for 3 days, then you leave Santiago, go to Tahiti, and you're in Tahiti for 3 days, then you're going to Bora Bora, and then from Bora Bora, you're going to Auckland, which is New Zealand, and you're in New Zealand for 3 or 4 days, and you leave.
It sounds great. Yeah. There's so much out there, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, they have, like, Fiji, New Zealand, Australia. So you go to Fiji, and then you go to Auckland, and then you go to Rarotonga, which is a little island out there. And then you go to Sydney, and then you do Sydney Harbor and the zoo, and then you go up to Cairns, which is a Great Barrier Reef, and you get on a cruise.
Yep.
Of the Outer Barrier Reef, and you can go to the rainforest, and you go to the Aborigines, and then you're there for 2 weeks. If you want to get it all, there's a way to get it all.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you got to come home and be on a vacation from your vacation.
That's true. Well, that's why I always kind of like think outside the box, you know, see what you want to do, plan it, take the time. Because you may never get back there again, and then you may get there and say, you know what, I'm selling everything and I'm moving.
Yeah, there you go.
But like the Great Barrier Reef has got a slew of islands. I mean, these little boutique cruises, they really go to these different islands. They're up and down that whole entire coast. So you'll get to really see the Barrier Reef area.
Wouldn't be a reason to take the... If you did this type of an event that you're talking about, it wouldn't be worthwhile doing that apartment type thing. So
sure you could.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you want to do the cruise for a week and see the Great Barrier Reef. In other words, you like plan on taking the apartment and then... Maybe at the end of your trip, go on the cruise and then leave. Or take the cruise and then go to the apartment. You know, kind of see things. Like, and then take your day trip to go to the other parts of Australia.
Okay.
But, like, Cairns is far up there above Melbourne and Sydney. Mm-hmm. And you got to take the time. You got to fly up there, really.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and take the week and go. It's 2 to 7 days. They have different ones. They have Carnes and Lizard Island, Pelorius Island, North and South Voyage, which is like for a week.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be on the boat for a week. You can be there for 3 or 4 days.
Right.
Just to get an idea of what it's like to be up there.
So many options.
Then you have Papua New Guinea and off of and West Papua off of New Zealand, you know, and you can do that whole little thing over there and check that all out. You may never get there again.
Yep.
So you have to, and then there's the top of Australia that a lot of people don't know about, from Darwin to Cairns, or from Darwin down to Derby and Broome. That's areas that are never discussed.
Yep.
Because they're really not, they're out there, but they're not out there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Everybody's always on the one side of the country.
Yeah, everybody's working on the west side and Ayers mm-hmm. Rock. That's about it. Mm-hmm. And then,
yeah.
All right. Well, they got so many different things to.
You have to fly into Ayers Rock. You know, you don't. You can't. It's not that simple. I don't even think they have a train in that direction.
It's a continent. You can't make it that.
Yes.
You don't drive there. So, all right.
Even though you know.
Yeah. So Diane, you have a lot of things to go over. We're running out of time. So how do people get in touch with you to organize all your thoughts and plans for these types of things?
They can call me at 908-238-9935, set up an appointment, go in, and explore your options, and go to the Island of Your Dreams, try doing an escape someplace you'll never go again. You never know.
Beautiful.
Life's too short.
Absolutely.
Got to take it while we can.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again. We'll talk with you again next Wednesday. And I know we're going to plan some type of a two-hour show, so I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yes. Enjoy your week, everyone.
All right. You too. Have a great time.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That is Diane Lane from D&L Travel giving us insight into all the different options of the Down Under. And so plan on going over to visit her and work out all the details. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in just a few minutes.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear. We were about to head home after a bonfire, and Smokey said the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
No kidding.
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
Kidding. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
100 Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Baseball legend Yogi Berra has passed away. Berra's museum released a statement saying the New York Yankee icon died at the age of 90 Tuesday night. Born Lawrence Peter Berra, he often talked about how he got his nickname from fellow major leaguer Bobby Hoffman back in the day.
You know, we didn't have no dugouts when we played. We sat on the ground or a bench was full with.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782. You're listening.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Donald Trump is avoiding questions about President Obama's birthplace. He refused to take the bait when late show host Stephen Colbert asked the billionaire real estate developer if Obama was born in the U.S. Trump replied, "I don't talk about that anymore."
Barack Obama, born in the United States.
Let me just...
Was he?
It's
a meatball.
I know.
It's hanging out there.
I was
just right there. Come on.
I was ready for this. And you want to know? I don't talk about it anymore.
Baseball fans are mourning the loss of Yankees legend Yogi Berra. The Hall of Famer died at the age of 90 last night. Berra earned 10 World Series championship rings, but is perhaps best remembered for his iconic quotes, including, "It ain't over till it's over." And today marks the first day of fall. It's the twice-yearly event in which the sun crosses the equator, which means daytime and night are roughly the same length. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Tonight on NBC, it's the two-hour SVU premiere America will be talking about.
Gung gung. In classic SVU style, it's ripped from the headlines.
Exactly. A wealthy New Yorker that everyone suspects is a serial killer, but can they prove it?
I bet they can. Gung gung.
But first, it's the season premiere of The Mysteries of Laura with Deborah Messing.
Gung gung. Sorry, wrong show.
You're out of control. The premiere of The Mysteries of Laura, followed by the two-hour premiere of SVU, tonight on NBC.
Oh, there's one more thing.
What?
Gung gung.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day.
Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
The head of Volkswagen is stepping down. CEO Martin Winterkorn announced his resignation today, days after it was revealed the German automaker was rigging diesel cars to cheat on emissions tests. The company said that 11 million of its diesel cars included software that allowed them to detect when they were being tested and then alter the engines to conceal true emissions levels. The man who hasn't yet decided if he's running is actually gaining ground in the latest Democratic presidential poll. The results of a Bloomberg politics poll out today show Vice President Joe Biden has 25% support of registered Democrats, even as he continues to decide whether to enter the race. Hillary Clinton remains first with 33%, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is in third with 24%. The company responsible for a 5,000% price increase of a drug used by AIDS and cancer patients is lowering the price. Turing Pharmaceuticals CEO Martin Shkreli says they will substantially drop the price after complaints from medical groups and others. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A scientist at the University of Utah thinks there could be a connection between air pollution and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Dustin Hammers says air pollution leads to inflammation throughout the body and could make its way to the brain.
That inflammation that happens in the body happens in the brain, and that can damage cells and, for older adults, may be playing a role speeding up the process of something like Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Hammers is studying a group of seniors to see how their brain function is affected by bad air days. Results of the study could be used to pursue laws to help control air quality. Federal immigration agents are once again allowed back at Los Angeles County jails to find deportable inmates. The new policy announced by Sheriff Jim McDonnell allows ICE agents back inside jails, but only to interview inmates who have committed what are considered to be serious crimes and are not protected by the California Trust Act. Jail officials will also be able to notify ICE agents up to 7 days before certain inmates are to be released so they can be picked up upon release and have deportation proceedings begin. The new policy is already under fire from immigration advocates who say it'll lead to racial profiling. The new Buick Cascada arrives in dealer showrooms early next year. It's the first convertible sold by Buick in over 25 years and will feature a roof that'll lower in under 20 seconds. The Cascada is a four-seat vehicle aimed at a market that includes the Audi A3 Cabriolet. The starting price of just under $34,000 will include the destination charge. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Our show is an interactive show, and we have open phone lines. It's now 2:15 in the afternoon. If you'd like to reach me here in studio in Flemington, New Jersey, the phone number to dial is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Okay, we're going to take a commercial and we'll be back with Modern Design.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Okay, and we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Let's take a look at the weather. And the National Weather Forecast Services are telling me that it's currently fair skies at 79 degrees, which is pretty warm for the first day of fall. It says this afternoon will remain sunny with a high of 79, which we've reached. Tonight's going to be low of 50. It'll be a clear, beautiful sky. Tomorrow, Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 78, similar to today. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 57 degrees. On Friday, it will be partly sunny with a high of 73. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 52. And it looks like for the weekend, we're going to have partly sunny skies both Saturday and Sunday. So we have a nice stretch of weather in store for us, which is a nice time to get out there, take a look, go to some garden centers, take a look at some plants, and talk about sprucing up your home for the fall. Well, if you're tuning in for the first time today, my name is Richard Scuderi, and my program is called Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. This is all about being interactive with you. We go to quite a few different sources to get feedback and to share the feedback that I've gotten from people on what they're working on, what's going on out there, what are people changing in their homes, what are people doing differently. And passing that on to you, my listeners, so that maybe you can make your home a little bit better, or your office, or your restaurant, or whatever space that you're working on. I've been noticing some trends lately that I wanted to pass along to you before we started reading questions. And once again, if you'd like to call us here on the air, we are live until 2:58 today. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. We do go to social media. We go to Twitter. We go to Facebook. We go to quite a few different sources. I take emails, and then I'm on calls all day long, and I do write down questions and get emailed questions, and I save them for our show, and we read them on the air. But one of the things that I just came from a call that I'm noticing consistently is a big change when it comes to color in people's homes. In the past, I guess, 10 years, people were really getting into saturated paint colors. That's colors that have sort of a deep pigment. Lots of rich, dark tans and taupes. Lots of olive greens. Lots of burgundies. Lots of golds. Lots of russets. Lots of those colors. Dark blue grays and so on. And I see recently a complete shift in the way people are painting. Number one is I see that people are really going for white trim in their homes. If your home has wood, I'm not seeing people do wood trim anymore. People are painting their trim white. And not even just white, super white. Very white trim I'm starting to see with a semi-gloss or a pearl finish. So that's become very popular. I'm seeing people have very white ceilings. And flat white ceilings and very white trim. But I no longer see people requesting deep pigment colors anymore. I'm not getting any requests for burgundies or olive greens or even sages. I'm seeing a lot of very neutral, very light, very restful colors. And one of the things that a term that a client asked me for the other day was the color, she called it grayish, and that is a combination of gray and beige. And it kind of stuck out in my mind because it showed me what's on the minds of people. People are going to the website House, H-O-U-Z-Z, if you haven't been there before. They're going to Pinterest. They're going to some of these sites, and they're seeing a lot of white and a lot of neutrals and natural elements. And I see that really trickling down quite quickly to the tri-state area and many of my listeners. Things are definitely changing in the design world, and I'm seeing it to every call I go on. I will have done, by the end of the day, to almost 8 calls in one day, which is sort of a record for me. But I'm consistently seeing changes. I'm seeing people all of a sudden not necessarily going for such dark hardwood floors anymore. I'm seeing a range of floors. I'm seeing floors that have gray tones to them now, which is kind of new. People that are going to sort of a natural floor color with some gray in it. And I'm seeing people lightening up their paint colors, doing off-whites, painting rooms, sailcloth, and a light off-white color, neutral tans, very light taupes. So I see big changes on the horizon. So you might want to take a look at some of your rooms and see if you want to make some changes. Sometimes change is good. It's always paint. You can change it back again. But those are some of the things that I've been seeing lately. Our phone lines are open. Once again, the phone number here to reach us in studio live until 2:58 today is 908-237-0410. Please call us with your design questions. Also, if you'd like to text me with your design questions, it's 908-884-0770. I did get quite a bit of text during the week, which I did write down and we're going to speak about. And I'll go ahead and get started with our first question. Okay, this question comes to me from Lauren in Reddington, New Jersey. And she is talking about upgrading her kitchen. And she's not sure whether she should do a cherry cabinet or a white cabinet. And she asked me, what are the look today of cabinets? Well, there are a couple things that I think I see consistently when people are looking for cabinets, whether it be just to for their own enjoyment or even to update the kitchen to resale. And one is cabinets today are much less adorned, not a lot of molding the way they were before. They're a lot simpler. And the door style that I see most commonly used is the shaker style door. And that's a very simple, straight profile where the panel is just straight and recessed. And then it has a frame around it, a simple shaker style. And I have to say, consistently, I have been seeing white cabinets throughout, and all shades of white, gray, white, off-white, not cream, not like it's been in the past, but all shades of white and off-white shaker style cabinets. I'm also seeing people looking for the longer cabinets, the 42-inch cabinets, and I see that people want to take their cabinets all the way up to the wall. So if they finish with a 42-inch cabinet and there's a gap, they put up a piece of molding and go to the ceiling with it. If they have very tall ceilings, they're taking their 42-inch cabinet and they're topping it with a smaller cabinet with some glass in it and some light, and they display things in it. But no longer are you seeing closed soffits with sheetrock, or are we seeing open soffits so you can decorate? We're definitely seeing the cabinets be longer and being carried up to the ceiling. And consistently, I'm still seeing some wood cabinets. I'm not seeing reddish tones. So if you're doing a dark wood cabinet, it's more towards the browns or the ebony finishes, and lots of gray. But for the most part, what I'm seeing is white shaker style cabinets with a very single, very simple straight profile. So I hope that answers your question, Lauren. The next question comes to me from Lisa, and Lisa asks, wallpaper. Is wallpaper still in style? I've always liked wallpaper and would like to add some wallpaper to my home. If I'm going to do it, what are the patterns that are now in style? Well, that's a good question. And every week on both Modern Design and Modern Design 2, the issue of to wallpaper or not wallpaper comes up quite consistently. And I say, yes, wallpaper, but make sure that we do it in smart ways. In years past, wallpaper was in fashion. People were wallpapering every space that they had. They were wallpapering big two-story hallways. They were wallpapering their kitchen. They were wallpapering bathrooms. And I always say, and have consistently said, that the perfect house is a combination of a couple of different surfaces. One is beautifully painted walls with white trim and beautiful white ceilings. The second is a little bit of paper and then maybe a little bit of faux painting. And the combination of the three really add a balance to a home. And I think wallpaper is a part of that. And wallpaper, yes, in fact, has changed a lot. We're seeing a couple of trends in wallpaper, and one of which is wallpaper that's just simply texture. So things like grass cloth, I do more grass cloth now than ever. Things that look like linen, things that look like burlap, consistent texture in neutral tones are very, very popular. I'm also seeing grass papers and linear papers done in non-traditional colors. I did one in a blue-green color, a grass paper. I did a gray grass paper. And a lot of these are actually now vinyl papers, but made to look like the original grass paper. So they're perfect for areas that you might have some moisture in. So those things are popular. Geometrics have become very popular. Geometric patterns are very, very popular now. Texture and geometry. You know, not so much, we're not seeing florals, we're not seeing fruit, we're not seeing patterns like that, we're not seeing ivy or leaves, we're seeing very straight lines and lots of texture. And I frankly very much like it because you can take something like that, you can paper it, and then you can put beautiful artwork over it, and it doesn't compete. And I think some of the rooms that would be good to do wallpaper, if you want, is one I talk about every week on Modern Design, and that's the powder room. Powder rooms were made for wallpaper. If you don't have a shower in a space, you have a formal powder room in your house, or a powder room in the back, which is more of a mud room. There's nothing better than a vinyl wall covering. They're matte finish now. They don't look shiny anymore. And what happens, as I say, each week is that when someone washes their hands, whether it be a child or an adult, they wash their hands, and no matter how careful they are, there's that sort of little flick of the fingertips, and all the water comes off on your sheetrock if it's painted, and you will get water spots. It's consistent. But if you paper that space with a nice a vinyl wall covering with texture or geometry or what have you, very easy to wipe that up at the end. It's a very practical surface, and it creates visual interest because typically powder rooms don't have windows, or if they do, they don't have a lot of natural light, and it's creating something else going on into the space. So that's a good space for wallpaper. Another good space for wallpaper happens to be dining rooms. Typically, a dining room will have a chair rail, and what I like to do is to do from the chair rail to either the ceiling or the chair rail to the crown molding with a paper. Paper serves as a beautiful backdrop. It gives texture, it gives color, and it's another element. So that's a place that I like to put wallpaper as well. Also inlays, if you have a tray ceiling maybe in your dining room, an inlay of wallpaper is a terrific place to do it. If you have niches or cutouts, those are great places to do wallpaper. Wallpaper goes a long way in small areas. I think it could be quite nice, quite sharp, and make a space look very consistent. Recently, I've done a library, and the people opted, instead of wood paneling the library, we decided to do a paper, and this paper had sort of a cork look to it. And we did it in the space. It looked like a natural cork, and it was really, really, really beautiful and rich looking, and a fraction of what the cost of natural wood would be. So, yes, in fact, Lisa, your wallpaper is a good idea. Get out there, go to the stores. I know the Riccardi Brothers, I don't know where you're located, but throughout the tri-state area, have many stores that have carry all the different wallpapers. Tebow is a nice brand. Seabrook is a nice brand. Patty Dewey from Seabrook has been a guest on Modern Design. But go out there and look at wallpaper. It's a great resource for you. Okay, it looks like we're at 2:30, and we were going to take some commercial messages, and we will be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Kowicki & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back in studio with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Our phone lines are open. If you'd like to reach me here in studio, we'll be here till 2:58 p.m. It's now 2:32 p.m. The phone number in studio is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you're just tuning into our show for the first time, my name is Rich Kaderi. I've been an interior designer for 18 years now. I have a shop located right here in Flemington, New Jersey, and that is 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. My phone number is 908-884-0770. Please come in and visit us. We're in the old Lennox store in Flemington in the Kitchen Expo Plaza. We're right next to Ideal Tile on the Flemington Circle. Also, if you'd like to check out more about me, you can go to my website, which is www.mavinhilldesigns.com, and take a look at some of my work. Or if you'd like to go to my blog is called The Color Guru, and at blogspot.com, The Color Guru at blogspot.com. And take a look at some of my work. I'd love to visit you or hear what you have to say. And we'll go ahead and take our next message. This came to me during the week through social media. This comes from Mark. And Mark says, I'm looking to sell my house. What are the best paint colors to get a house ready for sale? Very good question. It comes up a lot. Staging is the word of the day and has been for the past couple of years with a recovering real estate market in our area where people want to make a house look clean and bright and new, even if it's a resale house, to get it ready to stage. And there's a couple of tricks that I like to do if we don't want to spend a lot of money to make a house look really good. And a lot of them have to do with just painting and cleaning up. And even before you actually paint, I'd recommend that you do something that I ask every person I work with who's going to stage their house do, and that is go out to the street in front of the house and take a look at your front entrance. It's something that I was shocked when I did it myself, because typically many of us come in our side entrance, especially if we have a garage that's attached to the house, and we don't always get around to the front of the house to take a look at it. Stand back from the curb and look at the front of your house and see if it needs power washing. If there's cobwebs, which I found cobwebs when I looked at my house, if the windows need to be washed. And that's what I would say to do first. How do the bushes look? Curb appeal is everything, and you're not going to get anybody into your house unless when they do that drive-by, they like the way it looks. So those are some of the things I would do first. And then I would focus on making sure there was no clutter in the house and then working on some paint colors. I will say it, if I say it once, I'll say it a million times. There's nothing like crisp, clean, white trim paint. It makes a house look, or a business, look up-to-date, clean, and modern. I host one of the many things that I do is I'm the president of the Somerset Hills Business Card Exchange, and we meet the first, third, and Wednesday of Monday of every month at the Oldwick General Store. And recently, the Oldwick General Store in Oldwick, New Jersey, did some painting, and they changed out all the trim in the store from a dark tan color to white, and it looks unbelievable. It looks like a new space. It looks clean. It looks bright. They took down all the window treatments, and the window treatments are just gone. There's just painted woodwork that's painted crisp white and beautiful grays and tans, and the place looks fresh and new and beautiful. So some of the colors that I recommend when I paint are neutrals. And if you're going to be painting out your trim white and your ceilings white, you certainly don't want white walls because there'll be no contrast. So some of the colors that I like to use are gray tones. Medium color grays are always terrific. Just be careful that you you don't use grays that are either too blue or too green, because grays tend to sway a little bit and can be can have a lot of tint to them. There's a color that I like, a Benjamin Moore color that I like called Stonington Gray, which is a nice neutral mid-tone gray, and it's really, really nice. You can carry it through a home, and it would make a big difference. Also, tans are nice. Benjamin Moore's Powell Buff is a color that I use a lot. It's a nice neutral mid-tone tan, and it's perfect for painting. Also, keep in mind that greens are also neutrals. There's a couple of greens that I like to use when I'm staging a house. One is Saybrook Sage, which is a Benjamin Moore color, and the other one is Nantucket Gray. Now, I know I said gray, but it's actually sort of a gray-green color, and it's a good color for staging. It's nice and neutral. If you're looking to do a blue or a blue-gray, there's a color I like called November Skies. It's a nice neutral, and it looks quite nice in the space. And finally, there's a color for taupe I like called Shaker Beige, which is historic color 45. Those are some of the colors that are go-to colors for me in my business to stage a home. I often tell people for paint finishes, I do like the Regal matte finish. A matte finish that's washable is quite advisable and will best serve you to give you a nice clean look, but also not to be too shiny. All right, my next call comes to me from Gary, and Gary asks me, he's thinking about selling his house. He's been in it for 5 years, and he's asking me if this is a good time to sell your house. And I would say off the bat, yes, I think the market is changing and houses are selling, so I think that this is a much better time to sell a house. But before you go ahead and sell a house, there are a lot of variables, and that is, when did you actually purchase your house? From an economic standpoint, have you been there 2 years or more, so you're not going to pay capital gains tax? And, you know, how much appreciation have you got? One of the things that I always suggest people do before they put their house on the market is get what's called a CMA, and that's a competitive market analysis. Get three good realtors in the area to come independently of each other and give you what's called a CMA, an analysis of what the comps are that have sold in your neighborhood or comparable homes. And then you'll get a much more realistic view of what you should list your home out. Gone is the day where you can sort of name your price. Price is really predicated by what people are currently getting for their houses because the lending market is so tight. If your neighbor's houses of similar size are going for $450 and you want to sell your house for $650, chances are they're not going to get a loan for that amount because there are comparative values, there are comps that go along. So before you go ahead and sell your house, Gary, I would go do that. Get three good realtors in the area and get three different CMAs and then average out what the those three numbers come out to be. And that's what I would go by to make my decision. Should I stay or should I go? All right, we're up to commercial message again, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And welcome back to Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Our show is interactive, and we'd love for you to give us a call here in studio. We're live for another about 15 minutes or so. The phone number here in studio is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. And if you'd like to text me your question, you can do that at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Okay, my next question comes from Lena, and Lena says she wants to do a new master bedroom and ask me what should she do for furniture, colors, and accessories. She says she's looking to do something modern, but not too modern. Okay, I think one of the things about being an interior designer is trying to interpret what people's wishes are, because sometimes their perception of modern and your perception of modern might be very different. So I always say, if somebody's going to go ahead and do a renovation, it is very important to go out to your local bookstore or even, you know, Walmart or one of the stores and get a couple of good magazines and clip what you really like. So when you speak to someone, a professional, either a contractor or a decorator, you can say, this is what I mean by modern. And it sort of gives us a much better perspective. But based on that, and knowing that there wasn't any pictures attached to this email, I'll try to tell you what I'm seeing currently for master bedrooms and give you some generally good ideas. As I said earlier in the program, I'm seeing a big switch in color. I'm not seeing a lot of dark saturated colors, so I'm not seeing the dark browns. I'm not seeing the burgundies. I'm not seeing the dark greens. I'm not seeing the jewel tones or the or the golds anymore. I'm seeing a lot of neutral colors in homes. But I am seeing spa-like colors for the master bedroom and bathrooms. So lots of soft blues and greens. I'm seeing lots of soft colors in shades of blue, green, and gray in master bedrooms and bathrooms, for that matter. Lighting has become very important. I see people are really doing things that they have reading light. I've been doing a lot of those swing-type lamps so that there's direct reading light. And I'm seeing a change in master bedrooms to be a little bit less formal, not such heavy draperies. In fact, even people are doing away with draperies and doing a lot of times Roman shades or cellular shades, you know, simpler window treatments, but very much into having them be blackout so that they could come down. And at night, there's no, when they put down the shade in the morning, there's no natural light coming through until they're ready for it. Also, poster beds are out. Sleigh beds are even out. I'm not seeing footboards anymore. I'm just seeing upholstered headboards. People are constantly asking me for upholstered headboards in a light neutral color. The fabric is usually a linen type fabric or even a burlap type fabric, and I'm seeing those headboards done in either a light tans or light grays. I'm seeing a lot of headboards with grommets they're heavily embellished. Usually a tan or a gray fabric, no footboard, and then bedding. I'm seeing bedding be very simple. Duvets are back. I'm seeing a lot of duvet covers where people change out their bedding, but lots of grays, lots of sand tones, lots of neutral colors, and then a soft blue-green on the walls. As far as the flooring in master bedrooms, even though I do see people with carpet, typically I'm seeing people going to hardwood floors in their masters and then doing a cozy area rug, a nice size area rug, so when they get out of the bed in the morning, their feet are on the carpet first. I see people, even if they don't have the room for a sitting area, putting things, at a bench at minimum, at the end of the bed so they can sit and put socks or stockings on. I'm often seeing two chairs now. That's a new trend. Two small chairs at the end of a bed with a little table. So if people are watching TV, they don't always have to lay in bed. They can sit in front of the TV and do it in low. I'm seeing love seats in front of a bed, which is a trend that I'm seeing now in spaces where you don't have a sitting area. Very restful, less furniture, more open space. Light is very important. So those are some of the things that I'm seeing in master bedrooms. And I hope, Lena, that's a good guide for you. The next question comes to me from Larry, and he's in Chester, New Jersey. And he wants to take out, he has a small bedroom. He has a four-bedroom house, and he has a small fourth bedroom. But his existing house has very little closets, and he wants to break through his wall and incorporate that small bedroom and do a walk-in closet. And his question to me is, is this going to add value to his house or devalue his house, and what my perspective on it? Well, again, you know, all situations and circumstances are different, but just by nature, a four-bedroom house is always going to be more attractive to people than a three-bedroom house, and often will bring more money to the table. And if someone has a family and they're looking for a four-bedroom house, and you have this great house on a great lot, but you're listed as a three-bedroom, they may skip by and not see yours. So I'm quite concerned about when we're taking bedrooms or bathrooms away. The flip side is, if you don't plan to go anywhere for a while, and none of us knows for certain what's going to happen in life, but if you do and you have closed the downstairs closet and all over the place because you're not comfortable, and doing a walk-in closet's going to make your life happier, in that case, I'd say go ahead and do it. There's nothing better than to be able to get up in the morning and go and have your clothes laid out neatly. I know what happens when people buy older homes and they try to get their clothes in a traditional small closet, even if your clothes are just pressed, when they press together like that, they wrinkle. So you could take something off the rack from the dry cleaner and find that it's wrinkled. So in my estimation, I am not crazy about giving up a bedroom. I'd probably come up with another solution, either a wardrobe that you can put into the space, or work with the basement or another area that you can switch seasonal clothes. But if that works for you and that makes you comfortable to do a walk-in closet, then I say go ahead and go for it. All right, my next question comes to me from Adam. And Adam asks if he can paint over his aluminum siding. And the answer to that question is yes. In the past couple of years, paint formulations have changed, and they've found how to definitely adhere to surfaces other than wood. And both vinyl siding and aluminum siding can be painted. You want to make sure that that area, number one, is power washed and cleaned. And then you're going to need a bonding agent or a prep first. And then there are a lot of products out there. I would go to your local paint retailer and see what he recommends. I have certain things that I like. There's a primer I like called Styx, which really works with anything, which is a great primer when you're going over aluminum siding. But you can go to your local paint purveyor and see what they recommend. And then you can finish paint it. I'm not a big fan of painting vinyl siding, because typically a vinyl siding is power washed unless it's damaged. You know, it is pretty much maintenance free. Vinyl aluminum siding, though, I could see more like painting, because over time aluminum siding can rust and pet. And if you don't have the budget to re-side, painting can really make a difference. I have seen in some older homes aluminum sided painted a new color with some new shutters, and boy, does that make a difference. And for a small amount of money, you've actually recreated your space. Okay, phone lines are open for another 6 minutes. The phone number here at Modern Design 2 is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. My next question comes to me from Brenda, and she's in Maplewood, New Jersey. And Brenda writes, where can I go for furniture? I find that so many furniture stores have gone out of business, and I'm reluctant to purchase furniture online. Well, I wish we'd have a call in today, because I'd love to do a poll on how many people are purchasing their furniture over the internet. I personally would never buy furniture over the internet, especially upholstered furniture, because that's like trying on a suit, or for the women and listeners, or a dress without trying it on first. I think that, you know, body types are different. I'm a tall guy, 6'2". I want to sit in a chair and my feet be comfortable, and my body be comfortable, and my back be comfortable. So my needs are going to be different than the 5'1" woman that I'm taking shopping with me to find chairs for her living room. It's very important. Frames are not standard. They're not standard sizes to furniture frames. So it's very important, I think, when you're looking for furniture, particularly upholstered furniture, that you go and see them in place. I see so many people that rush into things. They go online, they like the way it looks, they order it, and then they're stuck with something that's just really wrong for them. And I've had to help them get rid of that stuff and redo it, and it's a costly mistake. So I certainly would dissuade people from buying furniture, particularly upholstered furniture, on the internet. Another thing to keep in mind about buying on the internet is that colors look different. You really can't get the true color of something on the internet. So if you think you're buying a very dark cherry table and you come in and it's not that at all, that's a common occurrence going through the internet. That being said, I certainly have to agree with you. In our area of Northwest New Jersey, and I think in central New Jersey and northern New Jersey, we've lost a lot of our furniture stores, particularly in the past 5 years. They seem to be going out like crazy, even ones that have been with us for generations, which is kind of a sad thing, probably because of the internet. But that being said, there are certain places that I go to on a regular basis. One of them happens to be Ethan Allen, the old standard Ethan Allen. Ethan Allen has really changed with the times. They've modernized. They're not the old Ethan Allen. And they do really have nice quality furniture. There are different price points. They're not inexpensive, but I think you'll find a less stuffy, much nicer, more approachable Ethan Allen. So that's one that I would check out. Another furniture store that I like is Bassett. Bassett Furniture. They're throughout the state of New Jersey and the tri-state area, and they certainly make a quality product. Furniture is made in the United States in Bassett, Virginia, and it's nice to buy, I think, products that are made in our country and in the Northeast. They have a program where you can get semi-custom furniture in 30 days, and that's a resource that I constantly go to. Also, there are a couple of furniture stores that are independently owned that I like. One is Satriano's. That's in Califon, New Jersey, right on the main drag there, 513. They're a family-owned store still in business. They do good customer service. I haven't used it recently, but there's Rolling Hills Furniture in Chester, New Jersey, which is another resource that carried all the name brands, and they seem to have pretty competitive pricing. And most recently, I took clients to the Flemington Department Store, which has been around for a very long time, a local Flemington family. And we really got a wonderful deal on our furniture. So those are some local furniture stores that I think that you can try. And I've had good luck with recently. And don't buy on the internet for furniture. It's too important. You're living with a piece of furniture for a very long time. Do get out there. Take the ride. Take that rainy Saturday and try on a chair before you buy a chair. All right, looks like we're coming to the end of another segment of Modern Design. I ask you to tune in every Wednesday to both my shows. At 10 o'clock, we have Modern Design, and that's our show where we usually have a local guest in the area talking about what's trending, what's new. And every Wednesday from 2 to 3, we have the interactive show, Modern Design 2. I'm seeing a lot of support from you on social media, so I particularly appreciate that and what we're trying to do. And I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday on more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Thank you and have a wonderful week. It's going to be beautiful out this week, so make sure that you get outside and enjoy the day and the good weather while we have it. Thank you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Heads are rolling at Volkswagen. CEO Martin Winterkorn announced he's stepping down days after it was revealed the German automaker was rigging diesel cars to cheat on emissions tests. In a statement released by Volkswagen, Winterkorn said he's shocked by the events of the past few days. Yogi Berra is being remembered as one of the greatest catchers in baseball, but the Yankees legend is also known for his colorful quotes. Berra, who died last night at age 90, had a string of famous one-liners known as Yogiisms. Number one on the list, it ain't over till it's over. A federal judge is rejecting a copyright claim to the Happy Birthday to You song. Warner Chappell Music claims it owns the rights after buying a publishing group. However, a judge ruled it only had a copyright on the music arrangement and not the lyrics. Warner rakes in an estimated $2 million a year from the popular song. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A Senate committee is hearing testimony by VA whistleblowers in Washington. During yesterday's hearing, Senator John McCain spoke with Dr. Brandon Coleman, who raised concerns about the treatment of suicidal veterans at the Phoenix VA.
When we catch these directors doing wrongdoing, they need to be fired just like they do to us when we come forward.
And if they aren't fired, then the leadership should be fired.
I agree, sir.
Coleman was placed on leave after his complaints and was then barred from the property. Another whistleblower called the VA Inspector General a joke. The VA scandal began in Phoenix after allegations that dozens of vets died while waiting for care. California colleges are tops in schools that receive the most applications. A study by U.S. News and World Report said UCLA ranks first with nearly 87,000 freshman applications in 2014, followed by UC Berkeley, San Diego, Santa Barbara, and Irvine. Boston University was the only non-California university. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish